Hi, Danny. How's it going?
I'm doing good. Now, you texted me something about sump pumps, and I know we were dealing with this yesterday on the show because of the rainfall we got on Tuesday night into yesterday morning, and we were talking about sump pumps. You want to talk about sump pumps?
Of course. Having an Italian mother and a sump pump,
yep.
And John bugging you about checking it.
Yes, he was yesterday.
Nikki, you hear the sump pump. Nikki, go check the sump pump. Nikki, can you hear it? Can you hear it? I'm like, I can't hear anything. Oh, my God. Go check the sump pump. Like two drops of rain, and I got to go check the sump pump. So when he was bugging you, I'm like, oh, yeah, the sump pump. Oh, it was just like a PTSD all over.
I get it. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
We get focused on something, and then that's it. So when it rains, the focus is the sump pump. I was dating a gentleman who was wonderful, and it was Easter time, and he decided that he said to them, ladies, don't worry, I'm going to make the turkey.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know how that goes over. They all turned to him like as if they had 10 heads, and I thought, well, this is my demise. He's going to fail, and it'll never be again. But when you talked about the backup sump pump,
yep,
my aunt made a backup turkey.
Hang on, I'm lost here. A backup turkey, what do you mean?
Yes.
You make a
so
second one just in case?
Yes, just in case he failed, because they don't believe anybody else could cook but themselves. They actually made a backup turkey. So my cousin, when we're all at the big dinner table, says, this turkey's so great, I don't know why Grandma Rose made the backup turkey. I'm like...
Oh, no, so it was revealed.
Yeah, oh, yeah, but it doesn't bother them, because to them, they'll justify everything, right?
Well, it's interesting you mentioned a backup turkey, because when it comes to the sump pumps, you always should have a backup sump pump.
Well, that's what I mean. I just thought, it's got to be an Italian thing with these backup things, because they think everybody else is going to fail but themselves, so they're just going to back up everything.
Well, no, here's the thing. I got a lot of texts yesterday on the show, people asking about the backup sump pump and how important it is to have that, because in case the power goes out, then you got the backup that's usually a battery-powered one, and you're good to go.
God.
See, oh, I could talk hours about sump pumps.
Like,
hours.
What are you, living under the sea? Where are you living?
No, I'm in an area where it's swampy, and when it rains, my sump pump goes off, but I check it all the time. Then I talk to some of my friends, and they're like, Danny, just like John yesterday, he goes, you have to stop.
Yeah. Like, my mother would be on holidays, and she knows that the weather was raining. She would phone me. You better go to the house. Check the sump pump.
Okay. I don't think I would ever go away on a trip in April, because that's our spring thaw, April, May, because I want to make sure my sump pump works.
Well, you could take your backup turkey in the backup sump pump. We all need counseling for the way we were brought up.
It's interesting. Yeah, I get it. But you know what? I got to say, all this has been kind of just ingrained through my father. That's what I do. And I stress out too much, but it's the way I live. So.
Well, that's how it is. We focus on something, and I get it. I focus on certain things too, but it's definitely not the sum up.
Oh, Nikki, I appreciate your call. And wow, we went from a sump up to a backup turkey, but I get what you're talking about.
You gotta have it, Danny. You gotta have it. Hey, it saved my relationship anyway, because the turkey was good, but if it wasn't, it would have saved me.
Listen, Nikki, really good to hear from you, and who knows what we'll talk about next week.
Thanks, Danny. Have a good day.